and welcome to this month's edition of The Big Question. This month's question is a nuanced one, as I feel like for those advisors who are offering a truly holistic approach to financial planning, you could take this in many different directions. But this month's big question is, where do you add the most value? Is it estate planning, tax planning, financial planning? Or is it working with friends and family to ensure all who are important to the client are well taken care of? Or perhaps it's our overall competency as certified financial planners. Is it that? It is, in fact, none of those. All important, yes, but most valuable, no. The most valuable thing that we do for our clients is what I would consider to be the absolute hardest thing to do on your own. That is to maintain your investment strategy and your approach through the various market cycles and the various ups and downs we will experience over time. Now, at times, this means buying more of your worst performing assets, often when things seem bleakest and it seemingly makes the least amount of sense. And at times, this means selling some of your best performing asset when it's in the midst of doing exceptionally well. And sometimes this means doing nothing more than staying the course, which in those moments might be the exact hardest thing to do. So how do we do this? What provides us with the confidence to help make these very difficult decisions on behalf of our clients? History. Quite simply, we have yet to see one single instance where extreme market outperformance or underperformance lasts forever. But even with that understanding, which I would argue is fully understood and accepted public knowledge, it seems very few people are able to do this on their own. Instead, it often looks something like this. XYZ company is up 1,000% in the last year, we should buy it. Oh no, now XYZ is down 20% just a few short months after we bought it, we should sell. Or the age-old classic seen most often during extreme market downturns of 20 or 30% or more, let's sell everything, move it to cash, and keep it safe. Keep it safe until when? That's the whole point. How would you ever be able to predict all this? Shoot, why would you even try? You'd drive yourself crazy. And by the way, this is not to discount the importance of a sound investment strategy as part of this. The asset allocation must be correct, both stocks to bonds, as well as your allocation to different areas of the market, both in the US and abroad, all within the context of your long-term financial planning goals. I can't tell you how many times that we've had a first call with someone who, until that point, has had no real strategy or has been bouncing between this strategy and that strategy, trying this and that, or has traded between being in all cash and being invested too aggressively, especially for what they personally can handle emotionally. And you know what we see and hear in that very first caller meeting? Relief. Not relief in that we have some magic elixir to solve all their problems and generate exceptional returns every year, but relief that we have a plan, one that makes sense, one that they know that they can count on, as well as a team that they can count on through thick and thin. Thanks again for joining me, everyone. Until next month.